Blog Talk Radio.
This is the title track of our CD called Gone Are the Days, a song about awakening in this time and to the present struggles of the world and what we have to do to overcome all these things.
Blog Talk Radio.
So many paths, only one road to choose. If you live for yourself, you know you will. In your eyes, let true love rule. We are made with godly attributes. Well, things gonna be right when it's right that you choose. Yes, you gotta live up now. Yes, you gotta live up now. Oh, yeah. Gone are the days that I used to slumber. Gone are the days that I used to wonder. These are the days the prophets look for. Gone are the days I'm awake.
Yes, great blessings and greetings. Greetings and blessings, blessed souls. This is Danzus, your Goodman, and we're live because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim Chesed Rachamim. This is Soul Talk number 42, and hopefully we're going to chant out a little psalm before that. We want to rhyme and rhyme and keep it in time and soul space and so that we can all try to get a little more hope. What you just heard was Gone Are the Days by Blessed Universal Musician Joseph Israel Soklas. I want to remind you all, blessed souls, dedicated, reminding everyone they are connected to the grid. Without exception, that is your Tzelem Elohim, your divine image, which you can learn more about, blessed souls, in chapter 1, verses 27, in Sefer Bereshit, in the book of Genesis. With that being said, blessed souls, I want to point out that soul class is an acronym for S-7-O, oldest, original, U, universal, Elohs, from to the Sheva Mitzvah Ninoch, the seven universal Noahid commandments, seven universal divine commandments, which are rooted in number one, not blaspheming the Creator with the Creator's name. Number two, not to commit idolatry. Number three, not to commit premeditated murder. Four, not to commit acts of adultery. Number five, not to steal. Number six, not to eat the limb of an animal while it is still alive. And number seven, to raise up righteous statutes upon every land as part of the eternal plan to enforce the six commandments I just mentioned, and also to clothe the naked, and to cry out for justice and education. You know, in Brooklyn here, blessed souls, Brooklyn is like an ice ball, a snowball, and we didn't really get the service. We need to plow the side streets, not just the important streets, as City Hall would call it, and unfortunately some lives are lost. Even here in Kessler County, a 22-year-old mother the other day, to our great pain, gave birth to a little child, and the ambulance was not able to come in time, and the child died. So we cry out in lamentation to the loss of this young person. Who knows what that person would have become? Maybe from crying, we would have had a future president, a future lawyer, a future doctor, a future healer of souls. And I want to remind you, too, blessed souls, that what we must continue to invest tremendous effort in this Noahide campaign to encourage all the nations of the world to get ready for the fulfillment of prophecy in Isaiah 11:9. Quote, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Most High as the waters cover the sea. Now, when we talk about the earth being covered with the knowledge of the Most High, I've heard someone once mention, sort of like a legacy philosopher, that we want to see righteousness fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. But in order to have righteousness, so we have to have the knowledge of the Most High. And we have Israel humbly suggest to everyone that type of knowledge comes from the Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachmim, instructions of mercies. Today happens to be, by the way, the 23rd day of the Hebrew month of Tevis, 5,771 years, blazing and grazing into the creation, as well as the 30th day of December 2010 in the English calendar date. So, blessed souls, I want to point out to you before we start to chant out the Psalms that we of Israel read from the Torah portion of Vayera this week, which starts in chapter 6 of the book of Exodus, and starts in chapter 6, verse 1, and ends by chapter 9, verse 34. And also we read something called the Haftarah, which you can find in the book of Ezekiel, which we'll be reading on this blessed Shabbat, which will go from Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 25, and to the end of chapter 28 in Ezekiel, prophet, Cheskel and Navi, and ending by chapter 29, verses 1 through 21. One of the things I want to point out to you as well, blessed souls, is that we see that when Moshe was delivered, Moses, the mighty Levite prophet, was delivered the message from the Most High to come, to go to Egypt, to go to Paro, the oppressor of the Israelites, the Hebrew Israelites. What happened was the children of Israel had trouble hearing and heeding to the message of Moshe because of what is known as kotzer ruach, shortness of spirit, and avodah kasha, and because of very hard work. So we can understand, blessed souls, that so few people, and even of us who learn Torah and trying to do mitzvot, commandments, and even of the blessed children of Noah, it is so hard in this time, even with all the good and plenty that's here in America or in Europe or even certain isolated places in Africa and other places around the world, Australia, the other continent, China, that still the clear, crystal voice of redemption is still not being internalized by the children of the Most High. And so one of the ways that we can try to internalize those teachings, blessed souls, is understanding from Shari Kedusha, from the Gates of Holiness by Rav Chaim Vital, who lived over 500 plus years ago, that we have to understand that every fiber of creation for each and every nation, no exception in this generation, soulful revelation, has embedded within it the divine name of the Most High, which is the Yud, and then the He, and then the Vav and the He. And I'd like to go into one matter of these four letters of the Shem HaMeforash, the unique Shem HaMeyuchad, the name of the Most High. This is referring to the fact that there are four letters within the divine name of the Most High who called out to Moshe in this week's Porsha, Parshas Vayera. This is referring to an order, an elicitation, and a bounty of or, of awareness, of light. Literally, if you understand or literally from the Hebrew to the English, or meaning light. And this is, I'm plucking out from a teaching from Shabbat Mevorachim, the month, the Shabbat that blessed the Chodesh Shifat, which is coming up next week, from Tav Shin Yud Zayin, which was a teaching I'm plucking up from the Bava Trevi, direct descendant of King David and Solomon, which corresponds to 54 years ago or 1956. So this Yud, blessed souls, of the first name of the divine name of the Most High, is referring to an element within our soul. It's an element which is called a nekuda, like a seminal point. And that seminal point is instructive on how we ourselves are ultimately nullified in our existence, and we place all of our essence to the side just for the fact that we want to be connected in a very unique way, each one of us in our own unique way, to the Most High. So that Yud, that seminal point in our soul, is that which wants to connect to the Most High and totally negate itself to the point of non-existence. But that's not a negative thing. That's not being a martyr, blessed soul. That's so we can make ourselves empty of our ego, of our senseless hatred, our senseless jealousy, our senseless need for competition, which is the only competition we should be engaged in, blessed souls, is to compete against ourselves to see how much better we are. So that being said, blessed souls, we're now going to go into chapter Yud, Perek Yud, chapter 10 of Psalms. We're going to pick up from chapter 10, verse 4. Okay? Actually, chapter 10, verse 3. And we'll read for the next 3 or 4 minutes. Then we'll conclude with a song by another blessed musician, Calvin Christie. Ki Hillel Rasha Al Ta'avat Nafsho Uvotseya Berech Mi'etz Adonoi. For the wicked man glories in the desire of his heart, and the robber boasts that he has scorned the Most High. And that last name I mentioned, last name of that verse, was the name of the Most High, the divine name. Rasha Kagova Apo Bal Yidrosh Ein Elohim Kol Mizimotov. The wicked one in his insolence thinks he does not avenge. All his thoughts are, there is no God. This is what the wicked man thinks, but stuck in the past that they can't grow. The next verse goes on. Yochilu drochav b'chol et morom mishpatecha minegdo kol tzororov yofiach bohem. His ways always succeed. Your retribution is far removed from before him. He puffs at all his foes. This is the wicked, of course, who does not think that he will face the consequences of his negative actions. Omar Balibo Bal Imot Lador Vador Asher Lo Vora. He says in his heart, I shall not falter. For all the generations, no evil will befall me. This is what's in the wicked heart of the wicked man, like Paro, who hardened his heart, is talked about in this week's Torah portion, which you can go see. Bless us. Go to chapter 6 in the second book of the Torah, which is called Exodus, or Shmot in Hebrew. Ola pihu mole umirmot batoch tachat leshono omol. Well then, his mouth is full of oaths, deceit, and malice, mischief, and iniquity are under his tongue. Yeshev b'ma'arav chetzerim b'mistarim yaharog noki enoiv lechelcho yitzponu. Verse 8, he sits in ambush near open cities and hidden places. He murders the innocent. Oy, his eyes stealthily watch for the helpless. Ye'erov b'mistar k'aryeh b'suko ye'erov yachatov oni yachatov oni b'moshcho v'rishto. He looks in hiding like a lion in his lair. He lurks to seize the poor and then seizes the poor when he draws his net. Yitke yashoach b'nofal b'atzumov chel ko'im. He crouches and stoops, and the helpless fall prey to his might. Well, we'll leave it there at the verse 10, chapter 10, verse 10. But I want to leave on a positive note here, blessed souls. Let's end on the last verse of Tehillim, because despite the machinations of the wicked, the righteous shall prevail in this generation, the generation of redemption, universal redemption, no exception. As we conclude, Kol Hanashama Tahalel Yah, hallelujah, that every soul praise the Most High, because every soul has, in fact, the DNA, the spiritual imprint of the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey. So that's what we're going to end with. Ahavachad, one love, Goryalachad, one to see Kulano, Bedarchim, Dachi Shalom, Kulano, and we're going to end off now with a blessing, Berkos Yisbrek, the blessings of the Most High, with concluding with the song of Calvin Christie, with Rally Back. Let's rally back to redemption and get out of exile mentality right now.
Thank you.